Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Whoever prevents bread from reaching Gaza should not speak of integrity. O Minister of Foreign Affairs, Rafah, in the cage of occupation or in the grip of the Egyptian regime. In a scene that no eye can miss, the children of Gaza stand on the rubble of their homes, racing for a sip of water, a piece of bread, or a dose of medicine, while the Egyptian foreign minister appears before us speaking of, quote, evil intentions and the, quote, honor of foreign policy in an attempt to absolve the Egyptian regime of its actual role in the suffocating siege imposed on the Gaza Strip. Minister Badr Abdel Aati stated in a televised interview on 30 July 2025 that Egypt practices its foreign policy with, quote, honor and integrity, and that, quote, the crossing is open 24 hours a day, claiming that anyone who doubts the Egyptian role is either ignorant or has bad intentions, accusing certain parties and groups he described as terrorists or trying to defame Egypt, and calling for anger to be directed at the occupation and not at Egypt. But can such statements deceive those who have witnessed the massacres, counted the seized trucks, and seen the wounded pleading at the gate of the Rafah crossing? Even though the minister claims that Rafah crossing is open 24 hours a day, international organizations, the United Nations, and the Red Cross confirmed that it has remained closed on most days since the beginning of the Jewish aggression in October 2023. At best, it was partially opened under strict security conditions and through coordination lists prepared in the offices of security agencies, from which the most needy groups were excluded. Satellite images, eyewitness reports, and medical teams have shown that the crossing remained closed for consecutive days, despite the accumulation of hundreds of aid trucks on the Egyptian side. This led some drivers to film videos documenting the spoiling of medicine and the death of livestock due to the delays. So where's the integrity in that, O Minister of Foreign Affairs? The minister tries to justify the failure to deliver aid, evacuate the wounded, the complicity in the siege, and participation in the killing by saying that, quote, the occupation destroyed the Palestinian side of the crossing. But this deception ignores the fact that hundreds of humanitarian crossings around the world were opened during wars far more brutal, and evacuations and aid deliveries were conducted under bombardment. In fact, what is called the Palestinian side of the Rafah crossing is merely offices and security rooms on the opposite side of the Egyptian gate. A temporary emergency crossing could easily be created, or a corridor open along the border strip adjacent to Karam Abu Salem. This is what many countries do that value the lives of their neighbors. And above all, it is the duty of Egypt and its army to break the entire barrier wall, remove the border between Egypt and Gaza, and support its people fully. What is happening is an unjust siege and the withholding of necessities from the people of Gaza. It is a crime in which regimes participate, those that sanctify the borders of Sykes-Picot and obstruct the opening of crossings, whether by collusion or by silence. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Fukku al-ani wa at'imu al-ja'i wa 'udu al-marid," free the captive, feed the hungry, and visit the sick. And At-Tabarani narrated from Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with them both, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-Muslimu akhu al-Muslim, la yadlimuhu wa la yuslimuhu." A Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. He does not wrong him and does not abandon him. And he does not abandon him means he does not leave him to the enemy, nor withhold help from him, nor close the crossings in his face, nor watch his children die and do nothing. As for the minister's claim that anger should only be directed at the occupation, this is a confusion between the original enemy and the assisting enemy, between the killer and the one who held the victim for him to kill. The siege is being carried out by Arab hands by closing the Rafah crossing, imposing permits, confiscating aid, and refusing to allow the entry of fuel and medical equipment. The minister says that 70% of the aid that entered Gaza was Egyptian, as if this justifies the closure of the crossing to thousands of patients. Even if this percentage is true, it does not justify the selective opening of the crossing at a pace that does not match the catastrophe, nor does it absolve of responsibility those who participated in the siege, or remain silent about the massacre, or sign security coordination agreements with the killer. Moreover, aid, though necessary, is not a favor. The Islamic duty is to move the army to support the people of Gaza and liberate the entire blessed land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنْ اسْتَنْصَرُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ فَعَلَيْكُمُ النَّصْرُ. But if they seek help from you in the matter of religion, then you must help. Al-Anfal 72. So support is not a donation. It is an obligation that does not lapse because of crises or budgets. To accuse those who object to the closing of the crossing or to the silence of the Egyptian state regarding the crimes of the occupation, of terrorism, or evil intention is an old authoritarian method used by tyrannical regimes whenever the truth exposes them. So are the thousands of doctors who protested being prevented from entering Gaza terrorists? Are the sons of Gaza who demand the opening of the crossing terrorists? Are the scholars and preachers who said that the siege is a treason terrorists? The statement of the Egyptian foreign minister are nothing but a political cover for clear alignment with the international position, silence over the crimes of the occupation, and direct complicity in closing a crossing that is Gaza's last lifeline. As for the attempts to whitewash this role and demonize the free voices, they will not silence the cries of children under the rubble, nor the moans of the wounded, nor the tears of the widows. The crossing can be opened with bulldozers if brothers are truly seen as brothers, and the wires fall if dignity is more valuable than false sovereignty. And the Ummah knows who betrays her, who supports her, who practices politics with honor, and who kills in the name of integrity. Whoever prevents water from the people of Gaza and withholds food and medicine and abandons them to the enemy is a partner in the crime before Allah, no matter how much he tries to cover his face with the masks of patriotism or honor. The gates of Gaza are open to armies before aid. Its crossings need not trucks as much as they need armored vehicles. The one who died of hunger will not return, but the one who betrayed him may still be saved if he acts before it is too late. Awaken, O armies of the Ummah, and begin from Egypt, for Gaza does not await more statements, but battalions of conquerors. وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الذين يقولون ربنا أخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا. And what is the matter with you that you fight not in the cause of Allah and for the oppressed among men, women, and children who say, Our Lord, take us out of this city of oppressive people and appoint for us from yourself a protector and appoint for us from yourself a helper. An-Nisa 75. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Egypt.